Hello, good people. San Francisco. I brought in a record with some sound effects. Ooh, we're having fun now. You hear that? All right. Enough silliness here. Or maybe we're just getting started. Start your engines. All right. Well, you're listening to Hagride Happy Hour. You're also listening to a strange old compilation of sound effects on vinyl. But actually, now you're not listening to that. You're listening to Mort Garson, Journey to the Moon and Beyond. A little spacey synthesizer magic here to get us rolling into Hagride Happy Hour. I was briefly grumpy earlier, and I was like, we're going to just call it Hag Riot Hala. Hag Riot Hala Spiral into Hades. But, I don't know. I think this record is really boosting my spirits and just helping me float along in a little bit of a sonic cloud. So let's just fucking go with it. It is just a few minutes after the hour, and we're about to just dive into a smattering of all kinds of flavors and sounds that one might not usually hear together, but here at this sacred window of 4 to 6 p.m. on Radio Valencia, you can expect the unexpected, but you can always expect to be pleasantly surprised, I hope, or maybe a new way to hear sound. I like to juxtapose, layer unusual things from my collection, and it honestly helps me hear the sound and music and the continuum of a lexicon of musical history and musical artistic sonic production in new unique ways. And that's enough big words from my big mouth. Thanks for playing along. Let's kick into something a little wild. And we're just going to press some buttons. And we're going to move over here. And you don't even know what that means. But you don't need to. Okay. So, are you ready? Are you ready for some Iggy Pop? Do you want to be my passenger? I hope so. Come along for the ride. We'll be right back.
It's a psychedelic circus.
Better than a psychedelic nightmare, am I right? Oh my god, Mort Garson and these old recorded sound effects of jet, different types of jetliners taking off and landing. Holy shit, super rocking my world. We're getting really, really ethereal, esoteric, and mind-bendy goofy here. Hagrid Happy Hour. Radio Valencia. Doing some weird shit. But real talk, we had Iggy Pop from Nude and Rude. I love Iggy Pop. And I'm digging this funkiness. And we're going to move on over to something a little soulful with a lot of kick and swing, a lot of swagger, and just fucking goddamn good music. And it's Curtis Mayfield, and Here You Go, okay? Radio Valencia. Soul and psychedelic and getting into some fucking funk. If you were listening last week, that was a clever doubleheader there, with just 7 days in between. I'm testing your long-form memory here. But we had Future Shock by the punk band The Government. You know, actually, maybe I'll just juxtapose that in case you weren't listening to jog your memory. Right now we got Mort Garson, Journey to the Moon and Beyond going in between. And we're going to have a little Freddie Mercury and Queen coming up, specifically the song I Want to Break Free, because, I mean, I can think of a lot of things I'd like to break free from. Can't you? Music's supposed to help us do that. Hopefully, High Grind Happy Hour here right now is helping you do just that. And so that was Curtis Mayfield, though, with Future Shock. And I mentioned, you know, that the name Future Shock of a really wonderful book. My dad loaned me an original copy a while back, and I think he asked for it to be returned several times. I think you're listening, Dad, and thanks for letting me hang on to that for an absurd amount of time. It is a good one, though, and so we got two songs named after this book from 1970, and if you live in San Francisco, you know, we got a little Future Shock going on. I'd say so. But, you know, hey, how about this? Let's space it out. Let's space it out, get a little breathing room for some topical urgency that, I don't know, I appreciate songs delivering, you know, existential, intense, important things with a little bit of swagger and kick, because it's just kind of the sugar that helps the medicine go down, am I right? All right, so Mort Garson, Journey to the Moon and Beyond right now is going to roll us on over to a little Queen, and Since Future Shock from The Government is like, I think, 1.5 minutes long, I feel like I can squeeze that in. Super dig it. So let me just rig that up. Stand by. You're listening to High Ride Happy Hour at Radio Valencia. And it's my pleasure to be your tour guide through all these sonic waves. Here we go.
but life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows, got to make it on my own. So baby, can't you see, I've got to break free. I've got to break free.
song by Jimi Hendrix, Hey Joe. And I'm going to let some Jimmy keep rolling in the background because, I mean, because, I don't know, it's making my day better. What about you? Also, I got a kind of a clever sequence queued up here, kind of getting a kick out of it. But okay, so we had a very, very contrasted juxtaposition of songs called Future Shock. Kind of a different angle on each, obviously. You know, Curtis Mayfield and the SF punk band The Government talking about different things. But, you know, I think the message in The Government's Future Shock song was pretty direct and, I don't know, landed, right? I mean, it's a pretty straight arrow towards the target. I don't know about you, but the idea that we need technology to keep up, to be able to, that we have to compete with machines is bullshit. That's not progress. Come on now. So our technological advancement should be serving our goals, right? And enhancing our experience and the things that we're able to do. And in a lot of ways, there's a lot of things that do that. But so just don't buy into the idea that that you don't have a choice, you don't have power over this. Do not. Also, I encourage all my fellow, every fellow Riot Hag out there that might have once upon a time felt totally disoriented and bewildered on the internet to, if you're an extremist like me, go learn to code and learn how computers work and learn how the algorithmic stuff works, not so that you have to, you know, do the whole pantsuit, contort yourself into the systems that are taking over in some places, but just like disrupting, interjecting into public space with the things we want to see, learn how to mess with the impersonal, hyper-capitalistic, inhumane, dominant themes of the internet. Artists should fuck with the internet. So that's what I'm doing. In fact, I've got a project called Hag Tech. That might not be surprising, but I'm not here to promote my own project. So it ties into music, of course. It ties into what I'm doing here. Sense of community and experimentation. And that's enough of that. But read the book Future Shock, or listen to it by The Government, the punk band The Government, or Curtis Mayfield. And so we got Hey Joe, and the next one we got up is going to be Spoon, Don't Make Me a Target, which, you know, since Hey Joe, he's talking about how he shot his lady down. We're gonna chase that with some Britt Daniels of Spoon saying, Don't Make Me a Target. So that's a clever sequence, huh? Hag Ride Happy Hour, always bending and twisting with some strangely implied narratives between unexpected tracks. Here to serve you, Radio Valencia. Enjoy.
Nothing can harm me at all. My worries seem so very small, but my waterfall. So far and keep on marching along, beating his drum. Some bats and balls for nuclear dicks with their dialect drawls that come from a parking lot town where nothing lives in the sun. Don't make me a target. Don't make me a target. Like he's breaking the law. There's something back there he got that nobody knows. He never claimed to say what he says. He smells like the inside of closets upstairs.
target. Thank you.
I'm assuming that my audience knows what's up enough to know who that was. This ain't your first rodeo. That was hard. I was about to say Queen. Oh, jeez. Crazy on You. Hard. The Wilson Sisters. Holy hell. So good. And I have a compilation of Heart also that I brought. And so I may do a little doubleheader with Barracuda later, but maybe I'll save that for another time. I don't know. I like to surprise y'all. So that was some good music. Let's follow that with some more solid female rockin' music. I'm pretty excited that I got tickets to see this next one. Seen her a few times. Huge fan. Play it all the time. No secret. I mean, I'm one of many. But Patti Smith is going to be here in September with Arts and Letters series. It's a book release. I love her writing. If you haven't read Patti Smith's writing, highly recommend. M-Train is probably my favorite one next to, like, neck and neck tie with an obvious choice, Just Kids. That was the first thing I ever read of hers. M-Train is pretty special. So I highly recommend that. And I will loan it to you, but I have a signed first edition, and it's not leaving my house because it is a relic of sorts. All right, let's move along to a classic from Patti Smith. I never played this song here. It gets a lot of play out there, but, man, it's solid. And, beautiful lover's song. So thanks for tuning in to Radio Valencia at Hag Right Happy Hour. Let's skate on over to a little Patti Smith, shall we? Right this way, guys. Right this way.
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Belongs to love, because the night belongs to life. Because the night belongs.
stuff is pretty great. Am I right? Well, I'm not asking. I mean, I guess I'm asking, but... Yeah, always so good. All right. Let's skip over to some people who were Patti Smith's contemporaries, playing around Max's Kansas City, CBGB's, things like this. Gang of Four. Love Gang of Four. This song is the opposite of the previous one. So love me some contrasts. So strap in and enjoy the juxtaposition of two different experiences of domestic cohabitation or something like that. Yeah.
Like a tourist, she fills her head with color. forget all.
Talking about my generation.
Take my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Don't try to dig what we all say. Big sensation.
I'm
just talking about my generation. What we all trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. Cause we can get around.
Yeah, that is a really, that's a classic that holds, man. That is the title track, the last track, and the title track of a record I got the other day that is not new at all, but stands the test of time. Grabbed it at Stranded Records over on Valencia, which is just kind of a dreamy record store to go peruse. Give yourself time, because, man, there's just such a great selection. The people that work there are so knowledgeable, and this is one of many that I snagged there recently. I'm not one of those people to like go shopping and like feel almost high on consumerism, but I do enjoy the like ridiculous amount of dopamine hits from fantastic music and from finding fantastic records and just a whole smattering of them all at once right around the corner from here. So that's good shit, right? All right, so The Who, so good. Got to catch them a few years ago. A few years ago. The last tour, and there was like a whole symphony playing with them, and it was like a 3-hour set, and I mean, it's just shocking at that, you know, just when most of the folks from their generation have passed on. Courses like Townsend and Daltrey performing, you know, it's pretty great to hear this original old recording. It was, I think, their first record. You know, got the Ox and Mooney just going berserkers on the drums. Now, that's enough for me. You know, it's good. I'm going to skip on over to some other stuff. My generation, I hope you're listening to this and digging this music. Sometimes I feel like I'm a teenager and sometimes I feel like I'm a geriatric. And so I guess like my generation is just like having a pulse. I don't know. What do you guys think? Hag Ride Happy Hour, really, rambling on and considering all the possibilities. Just getting back to playing good music. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, on that note, on those multiple notes, I'm not left-handed. I'm going to like set up this whole radio station to my preferences of my dominant hand. So if you hey fellow DJs, if you're listening, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. All right. Anyways, Radio Valencia, Hag Ride Happy Hour. I'm going to get into a little stereo lab here now. So that sounds pretty good to me. Let's kick on over to that. And then I got some funky stuff I want to mash up in the last hour. So we're going to get a little more experimental. Just wanted to roll out some solid favorite great hits. Music that puts kick in your step and keeps you moving forward. Making good shit, doing great things, and continuing to contribute to building a world that's better. For everybody, am I right? All right. We can tear it up in beautiful ways.